Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with John Mitchell, acting director of the U.S. Mint, and Colleen Vogel, staff director of Mint Operations. Well, let me just continue on the last theme, because we talked about the change of the present employees, but how about recruiting new employees? It's very difficult for government to do, I understand, and you even mentioned it, John, in terms of there are no stock options. You have to really want to come to work for the government. So how's the Mint getting new people?
That's exactly right. What we have is a situation that we can talk about the fact that we are a very fun place to work. People coming to work with us either with existing skills or wanting to develop new ones, that we have an incredibly supportive training program and culture, that developing new talents is a good thing and something that we welcome and encourage. And also the environment that we have that's very innovative and risk-oriented, and obviously measured risks, but nonetheless, we encourage risk-taking in our organization. So a lot of features that anyone could employ, we do at the Mint, and we've also got products that are in everyone's pockets right now. Everyone's very conscious of the quarters, of the golden dollar. They've seen our various promotions. They know that, for example, Kermit is our spokesfrog for our 50-state quarters program, and they've seen the new ads with a hipper George out there that's promoting George Washington, that's promoting our dollar coins. So there's a buzz about the Mint that we've been able to create, and beyond that, we want them to know that the reason that this buzz has been created is because of our employees, and by coming and joining us, they can both use and develop skills that are very marketable, that either they can stay at the Mint, which would be great for us, but even if they're there 2 or 3 years and then move on to something else, that's also great, because while they're with us, they'll have fun with their work, they'll know they're contributing, and they'll leave with very marketable skills.
And like we were talking about earlier about the flexibility between going from job to job, if you've identified, as John said, through your IDP that you have interest in other areas, we really are very open to letting you take temporary assignments in those other areas, and still with kind of a there's a lot of trust in our organization, so still with a sense of trust that your job will still be there for you when you're ready to go back. And I've heard from our presidential management interns, we have several PMIs, and they, when they are helping us recruit new PMIs, they frequently talk to that the Mint really is just a breeding ground for knowledge and expanding yourself and for being able to go into various areas that are of interest to you. You know, if you can identify for the Mint something that will help them and help you, the Mint generally approves those plans. So the new people coming into the organization find that they're not put in a job and then just left there to do just that one thing. If they can think of it, they can probably do it.
Well, speaking of marketable skills, technology is becoming an increasingly important part of all government agencies. And I understand the Mint was one of the first to install Enterprise Resource Planning, or ERP, computer systems. And this has been a big step. So I wonder if you could tell us about what is ERP, mm-hmm. and why has it been so important to the Mint?
I think non-integrated Byzantine type of automated systems before our ERP would not be an exaggeration. It was pretty horrible, and in fact, that was part of the reason that we could not get a clean opinion back in '94 on our financial statements. We went to an ERP because of the power of the information systems, basically going from the dark ages to the 21st century, if you will, and because it tightly integrated manufacturing, financial, sales, and distribution. Database mining and warehousing capabilities, and we need all of those. We're a manufacturer, we distribute products, we need to have strong financials, we need to work with our customers and serve them best at the lowest cost. So all of those things together were important to us, or are important to us, and we basically implemented the entire suite of systems, a PeopleSoft ERP solution, plus three other systems in 12 months, and went live in October of 98.
When we talk about bringing ERP to government, we often hear it won't work. This has been widely used in the private sector, but it won't work in government, and yet it seems to have worked.
It works very well, and as we usually do at the Mint, we saw it not only as a challenge, because it was a very significant challenge, especially because it was our 100% Y2K solution, so the risks were very large with the implementation. But in addition, what we saw with it was a tremendous opportunity for both the people and functional areas, as well as our information technology area, to get into state-of-the-art systems that all of us could then benefit from the very robust data and reporting that it captures to run our business, to look down the road and see the future instead of looking at reports that are 3 months old, and basically it's managing by rearview mirror. So the ERP can be implemented by everyone, any federal agency, certainly the financial side of it, but tying it into certain service measurements matches up to what any federal agency does. And if you happen to have a particularly unique product or service like we do at the Mint with coins and coin-related products, then for us, the manufacturing piece is, and we realize we're one of the few manufacturers in federal government, then for us, there was an added benefit as well. So it was taking a very bad situation, going out into the market and seeing what the best solutions were, and then getting a commitment to implement it within the Mint, and also seeing it as a great opportunity.
Now, you call your ERP coins consolidated information systems, and I read in an earlier interview you said without coins we would not have been able to have been a successful e-commerce site that we now are. What does that mean?
Well, briefly, that's exactly right as well, and briefly what that means is that Coins has all of the data out there from the point that a huge roll of strip that we manufacture coins from comes in the front door to where that goes out the door, whether it's bagged coin to the Federal Reserve or packaged coin to a collector. We know where that is and can bring that through the entire, we can track that through the entire system as well as what the costs and the revenues related to it are. So on top of that, we have overlaid a web system that takes advantage of that rich database and now gives us the opportunity and our customers an opportunity to interact directly with us and place an order, for example, that goes immediately into the system without any human interaction. So without our very robust ERP, we could not have the kind of web that we have currently.
And you seem very comfortable with e-commerce, and I'm wondering, what challenges does e-commerce present to the public sector?
I think e-commerce is just an incredible field of opportunities, from e-procurement, and Colleen has got the lead on that for the Mint, and you know, the supplier relationships, the opportunity to purchase goods and services that everyone in the federal government needs at the you know, the best quality and the lowest prices. I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us with the additional customer component and the collector of our coins and coin products. It's a great opportunity to very much realize a customer relationship management, permission marketing, and all of the other things that from an e-retail side we traditionally can realize an opportunity from.
Well, Colleen, how about the challenges of e-procurement?
Well, the challenges are pretty great, actually, because it's so new. It's new, really, in the private sector also. So the good thing is that someone coming to the Mint, you know, they're not going to be like behind the power curve. You know, they coming to the Mint in procurement, you will get on the ground floor of something that is important throughout the purchasing community. And we are looking at reverse auctioning. We're looking at buying our products directly from the manufacturers without even going through procurement at all, just based on the need as identified through coins. And so we're very excited about it, though. We're going to do it. It's very interesting, but it is all very new. And so we're excited, but we've got a lot ahead of us.
And I also think, Paul, very briefly, that there's a culture that also goes along with the web that is very closely matched to the Mint culture. And that is, we move very fast and we're very customer focused, and there's an immediacy within our operations, and that very much typifies the web. So both within the Mint in terms of how we work it, as well as how our customers view us, and as well as recruiting individuals, the web is emblematic, basically, of the new Mint.
Well, we're almost out of time, but how about a couple of the key challenges in the future for the Mint?
Well, I think in a couple of minutes, it's kind of hard to summarize it, but number one, growing from this entrepreneurship that we've been for the last 5 or 6 years and maturing into an organization that's thriving and risk-oriented, but also is more stable. And then we've also got some other opportunities with our customers and with manufacturing and the web and the whole e-field that I think we're very excited about seeing what those opportunities bring to us.
I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank you very much, John and Colleen, for spending time with us today. We've really enjoyed a conversation. This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. To learn more about the endowment's program and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.